The market doesn't joke around, so why would you? Get serious. Choose Tastytrade. Tastytrade gives you the tools you need to make smarter moves. Dig into data with advanced charting, track profit accurately with order chain trackers, see risk clearly with curve analysis, and trade with low-capped commissions, stocks, options, futures, and more. All on one platform. No wonder serious traders choose Tastytrade. Join the club, genius. Tasty Trading is a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC.
Chips versus the rest of the market. Semiconductors are the trade of 2024. So why aren't they beating expectations? Truth and fundamentals within tech. It's Monday, February 5th. Welcome to the Tech Check Podcast. I'm Deirdre Bosa with Mark Gilbert. Hello, Gilbert.
What's up, Dee? How are you? You staying dry?
Not really. It's wild here. I got to tell you, I was driving across the Golden Gate Bridge last night at like 8, and I don't know if this is well known, but the Golden Gate Bridge like whistles when it's really windy, and it's very, very ominous. So you're driving, it's like pouring rain, and the bridge is like feels like it's swaying and making all these sounds. So I'll be glad once this is over. But what about you in LA?
It is pouring for like the second straight day, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. But we are lucky to be dry.
We're soft here in California too.
We're soft. Yeah, we can't take a lot of rain. Although there is a lot of flooding. Like, it's different than New York, and our houses
That's
leak.
True. And we're not prepared for it.
When you're in an apartment and it rains, nothing really happens. Here, when it rains a lot, there are all of a sudden these leaks everywhere.
And power
Anyway, today, a name we don't talk about a ton, but it's something that caught our eye today, and it was onsemi, up more than 8%. And it's part of a trend we're seeing. Chip stocks have been the best performing trade of 2024 so far. The SMH, which is the big semi ETF, SMH, has doubled the performance of the broader NASDAQ this year. And if you look at the Mag 7, obviously the seven biggest tech stocks that we talk about all the time, the best performing, NVIDIA.
You know, we actually went back, I think a few weeks ago, we did this for Tech Check, but we looked at chip performance over the last 10 years as well. And it's just far and away been the outperformers versus broader tech. And you often think about semi stocks as cyclical, which they are, but you just go back even that time frame, right? They've had ups and downs, but over 10 years, they've just been this fantastic performing sector. And now, of course, they've got the AI wins at its back. So they just keep going. Onsemi was interesting, though, more of one of these analog names, right? Not part of the AI conversation.
Yeah, more traditional chip names.
And Onsemi did not do well. It was not part of that big chip. What do we call it? Like just huge AI
run up in the last year.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. But let's talk about it. It was doing well in the market today, but its outlook disappointed. And that's something we've been seeing across Intel and AMD as well. First quarter outlooks lagging street estimates, partly because the expectations are just so high. But it's not true for the broader tech ecosystem. We've actually seen some huge EPS outlooks for the likes of Amazon, Meta, and Microsoft.
Yeah, you didn't care about this stat this morning, but I forced you to put it in the story. But here's a stat. Yeah, exactly. Here's a stat from Bank of America. This is the third straight quarter. So we're talking about Q4 right now. This is the third straight quarter where the best bottom line revisions, profit, have been in consumer internet advertising, software, and e-commerce related sectors, right? What's missing there is chips. So the best performing stocks in the market is the chip sector, but the stocks that are surprising the market to the upside for their earnings outlook, that is every sector in tech except for the chip market. So there's like there's this huge disconnect happening between what's surprising to the upside, what's revising their upward earnings outlooks, and then what's performing best. It's the opposite.
Summed up in this one sentence that we like to say often is that earnings is just an expectations game. Right. And that's the point that we're trying to make here is that expectations were just so high for the semis, for the AMDs, for NVIDIA, which is coming up in a few weeks. And then it's just they weren't as high for other companies in software and e-commerce and internet advertising. So chip stocks, they have run hot, obviously, particularly AI related chip stocks. And even if AMD did throw a little cold water on those expectations, a little, right? Because I think it's down 3% from when it
Intel
reported
also.
Earnings. Yeah. But looking at the rest of the year, what we thought was really interesting to come out of all the mega caps reporting last week is that tech outlooks and their CapEx spend, this bodes very well for the chip sector, particularly those AI names. CapEx guidance from the hyperscalers, Amazon, Microsoft, and Alphabet. They were higher than they were last year. So that could suggest another blowout year. And then even Meta, which is not a hyperscaler, but it's actually expected to spend the most lead CapEx spend. And that's just on its own servers and hardware.
I mean, that's fascinating, right? That Meta is going to be one of the biggest CapEx spenders. And Meta doesn't have like a huge customer base that they're building it for. They're building it for themselves.
I still can't get my head around that. Because the hyperscalers, Amazon, Meta, and Alphabet, they serve like every Fortune 500 company out there, right? They provide cloud services for many of them. I exaggerate. Whereas Meta is spending more just on its own ambitions. That's wild.
It is really wild. I mean, so because of all that CapEx spend this morning, we saw Morgan Stanley update their cloud CapEx tracker, right? After the results we saw last week. And now Morgan Stanley is forecasting that there's going to be 26% year-over-year growth in 2024 of CapEx spend, up from what their previous guidance was 18%. And Goldman Sachs this morning wrote, here's a quote that you pulled out. This was your find. Forward-looking commentary on Gen AI related capital spending was consistently positive across all major US-based hyperscalers.
Right. Everyone's basically just saying companies, the mega caps, which have huge cash piles, huge CapEx spends, are going to spend more. And what are they buying? Sure, servers, infrastructure. It's just another word for GPUs and advanced chips to drive their AI ambitions. So it's bullish for ANET, AMD, Marvell, Broadcom, and of course, NVIDIA, which reports later this month. Not that expectations have ever been low, but like people in the street get nervous leading up to the NVIDIA. Like, what if these expectations are too high? Any slippage is going to hurt the company. It's going to hurt the broader stock market because it makes up so much of it. And it just keeps kind of blowing it out of the water.
I mean, NVIDIA is up 43.6% year to date. Year to date, it's February. Like, what is it? Month. It's February 5th. We're 1 month into the year and NVIDIA is up 44%. I mean, it's just sort of an unbelievable performance. And I mean, it's going to be super interesting. Yeah, it's yet again, is it outpacing fundamentals or actually has it not even caught up yet to how much the fundamentals have growth? I mean, earnings are February 21st. I think it's the most interesting dynamic happening
You always want to talk valuation, but it's like this weird, crazy thing where NVIDIA gets cheaper because its earnings and revenue is getting so much bigger at such a quick pace. But one clue, right? If you track the tea leaves like we do, this company that you and I were not super familiar with, Monolithic Power Systems, ticker MPWR, a $30 billion chip company that reports on Wednesday. It's important because they produce components for NVIDIA GPUs. So just like we look at the Apple suppliers to see how iPhones are selling, we're going to look at Monolithic Power Systems to see if its numbers give us any clue on demand for NVIDIA and the rest of the chip sector.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if they're reporting some blowout numbers, this could be another another quarter when NVIDIA has these really high expectations and yet it blows them out of the water. I thought it was interesting today. Just one last thing. Goldman raised their NVIDIA price target to 800 this morning. The stock's trading just below 700 right now. So we'll see whether it can happen. But that's it for us today. Dee, I'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a good one. Stay dry out
there. That's good. Stay dry.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.